Well, it is National Preparedness Month, and all month long, we've been talking about ways to help keep you and your family safe and prepared in the event of a natural disaster, an emergency. And joining us this morning from the Colorado Springs Fire Department is Jeremy Taylor. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Happy to call in.
Well, one of the things that folks can, of course, do, and this, of course, is mainly, I'm sure, the focus west of I-25, but is mitigation around their house, right? And you are a wildfire mitigation specialist.
That is correct. We really want to help educate homeowners and help make sure that they're prepared for the worst during a wildfire event. And we want them to be safe, protect their family, protect their home.
So, Jeremy, what are some of the areas that CSFD has been focusing on this year? And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you kind of focus each year in a different area to help with mitigation?
That's correct. We predominantly work with all residential neighborhoods, communities, and homeowners west of I-25. There are some areas that are around Palmer Park area that we concentrate on, but this year we're really honing in, and specific efforts have been going to the Broadmoor Bluffs, Broadmoor, southwest part of town, as there's a lot of old vegetation down there. A lot of drought has impacted that area specifically, and the last few snowstorms and that little bit of frost we received around Father's Day really impacted that area. Mm. And so we're working hard in the southwest part of town to try to help reduce risk on our southern border of the city.
Jeremy, wanted to ask you, how are conditions throughout the Colorado Springs area, the southern Colorado area, as far as fire danger?
Yeah, we monitor fire danger for the entire city of Colorado Springs. We are looking at conditions as being a little bit above normal for this time of year. We are not receiving the moisture like we were previously. We had a really wet spring, which did great things for our vegetation. But now, because of these heightened warm days as we near the fall-autumn season, things are starting to cure. Things are starting to dry out naturally, just as things go dormant. And as that vegetation goes dormant, then we have this increased temperature, increased winds, we are seeing fire danger starting to increase and starting to create some problems for us with relation of grass fires.
And we've had a few kind of pop up, haven't we, in the last couple of weeks?
We have. We've had a lot of small grass fires, a lot of them that you probably don't even hear hit the news, that our fire crews are able to get on across the city and then also with our partners across the county. And so we have been seeing an influx of grass fires, and mainly along roadways and along highways as the commuters are trying to get their last minute camping trips in.
And Jeremy, as we change seasons from summer to fall, what are some of the things that you want folks to start thinking about?
Start thinking about what we can do around the house, and by we, I mean the homeowner. It's really the simple things make a huge difference to protecting the home. Really looking at the grasses, the small, fine fuel vegetation around the house. If you have a lot of native grass around your yard or in the back 40 of your yard, if you will, really look at going through cutting that grass. It'll probably be the last time you need to cut it for the year, but everything needs to be really, really short. Our trees need to be pruned up. This is a great time to prune up our trees, both deciduous and conifers. But really the importance is the fine fuel, because that's going to be the problem, and that's where the grass fires are going to start, and that leads to our bigger forest fires like what we're seeing up in the Decker wildfire.
Like the Decker, yeah. And Jeremy, I wanted to ask, because, and as you know, as you guys are, you know, helping on the southwest part of town right now with the mitigation, but is it the bark beetle, or what is it that's killing all these trees? It has to be a concern for all, like CSFD and everybody, because all of these dead trees.
Yeah, it's not always just the dead tree. A lot of residents think that because it's a dead tree, it's a fire hazard or a fire risk, which that is a fact. But it's also the green trees. In the city of Colorado Springs, we have a huge number of insects, diseases that impact not only the southwest part of town, but also the northwest. We partner with City Forestry to monitor vegetation that is being impacted by insect and diseases. But it is a concern, but it's the green forest that we need to thin out as much as the dead forest.
So, Jeremy, where can folks go to get more information and top tips for mitigation around their home as we head into the fall season?
Yeah, residents can visit our website. It's coloradosprings.gov/wildfire mitigation, or they're welcome to contact our office at 719 719- 385-7342, and we would be happy to have a fire department representative come out, walk around a home, and make recommendations or just provide general guidelines. If the homeowners have very specific questions, we can offer that, and that is a free service that's offered by CSFD.
That's fantastic, Jeremy. Great information this morning. We truly appreciate you taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. Jeremy Taylor, wildfire mitigation specialist with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, 742 now.
And if you would like to go to the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show, we're going to do a two for the price of one, so to speak. We're going to give away 2 4-packs of tickets to callers 1 and 2, 473-1240. If you were to buy these tickets at the door, $25 each, so each winner, this is a $100 prize package right now. Call now, callers 1 and 2. We're going to send you to the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show, 473-1240, 473-1240. Good luck. We'll find out who the winners are in a moment. And it is now 743.